You're listening to Hawk Talk, the official podcast of Hettinger Public School, where we cover school news, school board meeting reviews, guest speaker interviews, and much more. Here at Hettinger Public School, we challenge all to meet their academic and life goals while inspiring lifelong learning. We are a district that values trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. Now, let's go to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Joel Janikowski, and I'm sitting here with Principal and Superintendent Darren Siemens. Darren, thanks for coming in again today and talking again.
You bet. We have an opportunity today to talk about bringing in a guest speaker.
Yeah. So and, kind of exciting. You know, one of the services that we get here at Hettinger Public School for special education is from West River Student Services, which is out of Dickinson. So we're going to sit down with Troy Knutsvig. Hopefully I got that right. Troy Knutsvig, and we're going to just learn a little bit about the services that they provide here at Hettinger Public School and what they do and, you know, who he is and where we're going in the future.
So. And this is a group that this district has a long history with over the years. Anyone that's listening that has kids that have come through the school, you go way back. It was Terry Tucker was the name that you always heard a lot about that had the position that Troy has now. And trying to replace someone who's in that position as long as Terry was is often difficult to do. But I feel that the board that is in essence West River Student Services kind of overseer have done a really good job. And they brought back a local North Dakotan to bring back some of those values. And I tell you, Troy's done a great job. So I'm not going to say a lot more. I'm going to let him kind of, you guys can feel him out with the questions you have prepared and go from there. But I think it's going to be a treat. So listen and enjoy. I'm going to take my headphones off and get Troy on here, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, Troy. So thanks again for coming in and talking with us today. How's it going today?
Going great. You know, it'd be nice if spring would finally come, but make the roads a little easier for the travel that we get to do at West River, but everything is good.
Good. So I'm glad that you were able to make it down safely today. Thankfully, that snow is at least staying away for a little while. So for those who don't know, what is West River Student Services?
West River Student Services is a special education unit, and it is comprised of 13 local rural districts in southwest North Dakota, ranging from all the way up north into the Twin Buttes area, all the way south and southwest to Marmoth. Okay. So if you can think of any rural district that basically hovers along Highway 8 all the way to the state line in Montana, south of Sakakawea, and north of the South Dakota border. That's kind of our square. It's about 25,000 square miles. It's a pretty large unit, one of the larger units in the state.
Gotcha. And that's just because, you know, how far we are spread apart and, you know, all the smaller schools needing these types of special services. So and what kind of services do you guys provide for special education?
So we do a multitude of different services. One, we provide speech and language services for some of the districts who are unable to procure a speech and language pathologist on their own. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we hire a speech and language pathologist. Another district decides that they need services, then we hire those services out to them. A lot of times that employee ends up working solely for that school district, depending on the size. That's one of the services. We have occupational therapy that we provide to the schools. We have a school psychologist that does all of the assessments that may need to be done. Okay. We have an early childhood special education educator, coordinator. She oversees all the preschool kids, any student from ages 3 until they go into kindergarten.
Okay.
We also have a deaf and hard of hearing specialist who goes out and works with students who have hearing impairments and works with the sites to help them provide that education for that student. Some of the other things that we do, we provide guidance in making sure that all the teachers are up to speed on the latest information regarding special ed. So their IEPs, their assessments. We do a lot of training, tons and tons of training for the unit. We do it by Zoom. We'll bring people into Dickinson. We're located centrally out of Dickinson.
Okay.
Keeps us, you know, pretty centrally located for all of the, you know, member districts. Trying to think other things we do. We help with student contracts for students who, if you've ever heard of open enrollment, they enroll from one district into another.
So you guys are part of that process.
Yes, we're part of that process. And it's more of the making sure the state knows that, you know, these five or six kids came from one district. They go to another district. We assist the districts in filing those contracts with the state so that the appropriate monies come back to the districts.
Gotcha. So you're making sure, you know, those hoops are being jumped through properly.
Always, always making sure of that. I'm the director. I also have a coordinator. We do a lot of support for brand new teachers, teachers who are in what are called resident teacher programs. Okay. There's also a program called a para to teacher program that we assist with. You know, getting harder and harder to find teachers these days. So, you know, a lot of districts are doing what they call grow their own. They, you know, assist and help and find people who are interested. Mm-hmm. And then monetarily, we also assist with that. We control a budget for the 14 districts, federal funds. These are federal funds. So these are not funds that are, you know, locally generated. So it's not like Hettinger sending money to us to, you know, and to help us. Mm-hmm. They are federal funds that are sent to the districts, and then a portion of that is sent back up to the special ed unit.
Gotcha. Okay. And then if I'm correct, you guys also do, you guys are kind of helping with para training as well. So when you got new paras that come, you guys get them all trained up and accordingly set up for their
training. Yes, the state does require that all new paraprofessionals are trained, that they become certified. So they get some trainings, they have to take some tests, things like that. And we help coordinate and pay for that for all the unit members. Okay. So we ensure that they get the training so that they get their certificates from the state so that, you know, they are then, you know, in a way kind of credentialed, you know, for paraprofessionals, similar to a teacher kind of getting a license or a credential, just to say that you've at least had this training and you understand and, you know, you can move forward with that.
So in addition to that, I mean, how nice is it that, you know, let's say from Hettinger perspective, we have a new para, how nice is it that, you know, at the furthest we'd have to go is Dickinson to go get that training, you know, a couple times a year at most, and then we're ready to go. We don't have to drive all the way to Bismarck or this or that. I mean, that's so good.
Exactly. And a lot of times they don't even have to come in. They can go online and do the training. So depending on the types of training and what certification they're looking for, a lot of times they can do it right from the school.
Wow. And that's so convenient and so helpful, especially like you said, with, you know, teacher shortage and, you know, almost kind of a para shortage too, just trying to find as many hands to help as possible. That makes it a lot easier for that onboarding process. That's great. That's awesome. So those are kind of the services you guys provide. But when it comes to, you know, your history, you know, you know, you've been with West River for a couple years. What's your history in education? You know, what have you done?
I grew up in North Dakota. Okay. Graduated from Minot High School. Went to school at Minot State University. Graduated back in the day when there would be one job open and 500 applicants.
Oh, man.
Now today there's 500 jobs and one applicant.
Gotcha.
But left North Dakota, went to California. Was spent 32 years in California. Okay. As a teacher for roughly about 13 years, and then the other 19 years, I was an administrator. I've been a site administrator. I've been a coordinator for special ed. I've been a director of special ed. I've been a director for what we called out there student services, which was working with, you know, different titled types programs, not the special ed side. Mm-hmm. Came back in 2020, right before COVID hit.
Good timing.
Came back and started on as a coordinator, and then that June was hired on as the director. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of, you know, my history at it. Our youngest son came back. He went to school at Minot State, got his nursing degree, got married, moved to Bismarck. So we decided, well, we might as well come back because hopefully we'll get some grandbabies soon. So that was kind of the motivation there.
Ah, I see. Okay.
But no, it was nice to you know, be able to find this job and something that I'm, you know, completely, you know, have done most of my, I mean, pretty much my whole life, mm-hmm. and, you know, and feel very strongly about, you know, building programs and mm-hmm. providing services for students and for the community and the districts, you know, so that they always feel like they can provide, you know, for their kids, and, you know, that they're coming through their doors. And every day, you know, education's changing, students are changing, the world is changing. So, you know, education is evolving along with, you know, the services we need to provide. And so that puts us into kind of that future looking, you know, mode where we're working with, you know, the 13 districts that are part of our unit.
Yep.
And trying to project and see what it is that we're going to need. And, you know, what are our kids going to need? And what are the teachers going to need? What are the administrators going to need? You know, we do training for our administrators, too. We do training for, you know, principals and, you know, superintendents and, you know, anyone who needs some type of, you know, question answered. You know, we try to develop some type of training because usually if somebody's asking a question, there's more than one person that wants to know the answer.
Yeah, definitely.
So from a future standpoint, we're kind of looking, you know, what is it that we need to develop? You know, what do we need to get involved in? And, you know, the studies are showing more and more kids are coming up with a diagnosis of autism. What does that mean for the schools? And, you know, what does that mean for special ed? And what does that mean for resources? And, you know, how do we, you know, intervene early? You know, I'm all about that early intervention. I think the earlier we intervene, the quicker most of our students, you never get rid of a disability. A disability is a part of who you are, but how do we accommodate that disability so that a student can be as successful as they can with their peers? And that's kind of the goal.
Gotcha. That's great. So also to, you know, we kind of talked about, you know, the past a little bit, you know, who you are and kind of where you guys are heading into the future. Let's say if we have a parent who's listening or somebody who's considering, you know, like, well, what if I want to learn a little bit more about special education services? You know, what do they do next? Let's say if they have questions, concerns, or anything like that in this realm.
Well, I think one of the first things is I always tell parents, start at your local school. You know, talk to the superintendent, talk to the principal, whoever that administrator is, your teacher, they can guide you. If they aren't sure, a lot of times they'll reach out, but a parent can reach out to us at West River. We're located in Dickinson. Our phone number is 701-483-1257. They can ask for me, for Troy. I will, you know, we'll get back to them. They can also go to the Department of Public Instruction in North Dakota. And it has a special education tab, and it has all those, that, you know, a lot of resources there. But I always encourage parents to start locally, you know, within the unit or at your local school district. Let us know what it is we can maybe help with, and we can probably move the process faster if we know, and we're not going through four or five different words of mouth. You know, it's, you know, the old telephone game. By the time it gets back to me, it's not even what you wanted. And so, you know, if you reach out, we will always reach out, you know, we'll always get back to you. You know, we travel. So if there is a meeting that needs to happen, you know, we'll go down to Hettinger. We've gone to Marmouth. We go to Bowman, you know, we go to some of the, you know, we'll go there and we'll meet.
Gotcha.
But yeah, for me, start at the local level. If that doesn't work, get a hold of us at West River. Again, number 701-483-1257. And then at that point, usually what you hear from me is if I'm not able to answer your question, I always encourage them parents to contact North Dakota Department of Public Instruction. Gotcha. And I can give you those contact numbers if I haven't been able to answer it.
Awesome. Well, Troy, thank you very much for coming in today and talking with us and, you know, kind of explaining, you know, West River Student Services, the services you provide, and kind of introducing yourself with our area of the woods, the neck of the woods.
So. And I appreciate it. I appreciate all the, you know, this will give us some good airtime and get us, hopefully get some people out there to start asking some more questions of us. So good. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. Remember, you can listen to Hawk Talk anywhere that you listen to your podcasts, and have a great day.